A bell seller. There once was a bell seller whose bells were known for their pure and clear sound. He was crossing a mountain to sell his bells in the next village when he took a wrong turn and found himself lost. Those days, many tigers lived in the mountains, so the bell seller hurried to find a safe place to spend the night. Eventually, he was lucky enough to find a lone house in a clearing. The old woman living there welcomed him kindly and set out a tray of food. Famished, the bell seller thanked her and devoured his meal.
"You must be exhausted," the old woman said with a smile. "I'll warm up the guest room for you."
As she turned to leave, the bell seller froze. A tiger's tail was peeping from under her skirt. "I'm in a tiger's den. I'll be the tiger's dinner if I fall asleep tonight," he thought. To the woman, he said, "Thank you for your kindness. Let me give you one of my magic bells in return. It has the power to kill tigers, and will surely come in handy in the mountains." The old woman hurried from the room without a word. That night, the bell seller lay in his room, wide awake. He waited a long time, listening to the night sounds fall away. Then he heard a deep rumble.
Crush! Crush!
Peeking outside, he saw a large sleeping tiger dressed in the old woman's clothing. He had been waiting for him to fall asleep. Not wasting a second, he tied several bells to the tiger's tail and ran from the house as fast as he could. Soon the tiger woke up and looked around. The man was gone. As the tiger flicked its tail in anger, the ringing of bells pierced the night.
"Oh no, it's the tiger killing bells," cried the tiger.
The fur on its back stood up in terror. Though it tried to run away, the clanging of bells followed wherever it went. As the mountain animals watched, they thanked whoever was responsible for such a wonderful sight.